Welcome back to Life Saving Ministries with Minister Linda and Dr. John Paul. I'm here today to speak on the topic of memorializing the death of Christ and the pattern he set before us here on earth. From the onset, the beginning of creation, God created us on purpose with a purpose for a purpose. He created us in love to be loved and to love each other. He desires that we love unconditionally, wholeheartedly, fulfilling the two greatest commandments as outlined in Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Everything on earth is based on the unconditional love of God in which we were created, wonderfully, fearfully, and uniquely designed and formed in the womb. Psalm 139:14-15 states that, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Fearfully in Hebrew means you were created in great reverence, heartfelt interest, and respect to be unique and set apart. When you are set apart, you are consecrated, rare, peculiar, strange, and set apart meat for the Master's use. You were created in the divine image of God, but due to the disobedience in the Garden of Eden, sin was birthed here on earth. Therefore, upon birth, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. This is the Adamic sin nature into which we were all born who were born. The Adamic sin nature operates in natural inclinations of the flesh, being sense-driven by reactionary impulses governed by the soulish flesh. We must be born again. When we finally get the wake-up call into salvation, found in a state of brokenness and contriteness, admitting that we are a sinner in need of a Savior, and we bow down in humbleness on our knees at the sanctuary in the altar of our heart, admitting that we are a sinner in need of a Savior, relinquishing our selfishness through self-denial, dying to self in the worldly carnality and worldly materialism and idolatry, submitting our will to the will of God, and committing our life through a blood covenant unto Christ who shed his blood on Calvary, that we might be set free from the bondage of sin, death, and the grave, being overcomers and more than conquerors in Christ. We are called to be fruit bearers, bearing the divine love nature of Christ. Galatians 5:22-26 spells out the fruit that we must bear. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no such law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. We are called to become a Romans 12:1-2 living sacrifice, where we enjoin God in his holiness. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. When we undergo spiritual regeneration by the washing of the word and spiritual renewal, we begin to lift our Lord's name on high. Listen now to Lord, I Lift Your Name on High by the Maranatha Singers.
I'm so glad you're in.
consecration unto God requires self-sacrifice and spiritual renewal. Self-sacrifice is our duty. Matthew 16:25 says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew 19:21 says, "Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." Romans 14:21 says, "It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth or is offended or is made weak." 1 Corinthians 10:24 says, "Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth." Christ came from heaven to earth to set a pattern of life, death, burial, resurrection, and the hope of his return. This consecration, as I said, requires a self-sacrifice, where we sacrifice to become a new man in Christ. Ezekiel 11:19 says, "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh." 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man may be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Galatians 6:15 says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." Ephesians 2:15 says, "Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace." Ephesians 4:24 says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." We are to be raised up from spiritual death unto spiritual resurrection. Ezekiel 37:10 says, "So I prophesied as he commanded me, and that the health and that the breath came upon him, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army." Luke 15:24 says, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry." Romans 8:11 says, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you." Ephesians 2:1 says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses of sins." Quickened means to be made alive, to be made alive in the spirit. Ephesians 2:6 says, "And hath raised up us together and made us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Colossians 3:1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." We are spiritually quickened, made alive, resurrecting unto the life of Christ in which we must walk. We are regenerated by the washing of the word, which means we must seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Your freedom is found in constancy and consistency in the word of God, which regenerates and spiritually quickens you for his service. When we are born again, God imputes his righteousness unto us, that we might be resurrected and quickened, made alive in the Holy Spirit via God's unconditional love, which comes to abide and reside in us to guide us in ways everlasting. God sends an anointed healing along with his resurrection power, and we have a love connection that binds our hearts and spirits with him. We are strengthened and renewed by the Holy Spirit. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Colossians 3:10 says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Titus 3:5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." When we are regenerated and renewed by the Holy Spirit, we will have a new song upon our lips. Psalms 33:3 says, "Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise." Psalm 40:3 says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." Psalm 144:9 says, "I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee." Psalm 149:1 says, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints." Isaiah 42:10 says, "Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof." Revelation 14:3 says, "And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth." Revelation 15:3 says, "And they sing the song of Moses the servant of God and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." One of the greatest scriptures in the Word of God is found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We must remember that repentance bursts revival and joy in our spirit and soul. Healing begins when unforgiveness ends. This is when our spirit and soul mends through God's love, mercy, and grace, which we must reach out and embrace via faith. Ephesians 2:8-10 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which hath ordained that we should walk in them." Battles are won in Neology 101. I'd like for you to listen to a song now by Freddie Spires, "Down on My Knees, I Found My Jesus."
I found my Jesus down on my knees. I found my Lord. It wasn't on the mountain, not in the valley, but it was on my knees. I found my Lord. Once I was blind, I could not see the glory of Jesus, so rich and free. I've heard about him, the man of Galilee. I cried out, "Lord, oh, help me. Down on my knees, I found my Jesus. Down on my knees. know it wasn't on the mountains, not in the valley, but it was on my knees I found my Lord. He took my hands, I held up high, and he saw the tears that I have cried. Oh, he came down and held me tight, and he said, my child, you are mine. I went down on my knees, and I asked the Lord, have mercy please. He had compassion, he showed me love. Now I praise the Lord above, down on my knees I found my Jesus. Down on my knees I found my Lord. It wasn't on the mountains, not in the valley, but it was on my knees I found my Lord. But it was on my knees I found my Lord. Oh, but it was on my knees I found.
Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Faith in Christ secures and assures our salvation. This is saving faith. John 3:15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 11:25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 12:46 says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. John 20:31 says, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God makes special promises to those who exercise faith. He gives you answer to prayer, spelled out in Matthew 21:22. He gives you sonship, spelled out in John 1:12. In John 7:38, he gives us power. He gives us the resurrection power to rise up, go forth and do. That's found in John 14:12, Romans 10:11, and Colossians 1:23. He gives our soul rest, as outlined in Hebrews 4:3. Spiritual inheritance, which he tells us about in James 2:5. He gives us a spiritual foundation in 1 Peter 2:6, and he gives us special assurance in 1 John 5:14. I want to share a testimony of a blind man who was blinded at age 4 from an accident when his father was swinging him and he fell from the swing onto his head. Dr. John Paul and I were able to sit in fellowship with this man and his wife, where he testified of the goodness, richness, vastness, and fullness of Christ. God took a man with little to no sight and gave him divine insight. God walked with him and talked with him and sent encamping angels to him all along life's way. Through his tests, trials, and tribulations, God birthed transformation, inspiration, and divine revelation. God granted him divine favor through instilling spiritual insights, wisdom, knowledge, and wealth. As he became an heir to Christ's riches, he had many struggles along the way. But he and his wife are blessed, for they are unified in a never-ending circle of God's love. They are bonded together and dwell together in unity and unconditional love. Their testimonies are compelling, persuasive, and insightful. They walk out the light of Christ here on earth. They are true walking epistles read by all men. They are true living sacrifices of God. Because of their faithfulness unto him, he has opened the floodgates of heaven and blessed them to bless others. They have an outreach ministries of helps. I just want to say, take not for granted the lives of those Christ puts in your path. Be thankful, be grateful, rejoice in the Lord always and again. I say rejoice. Divinely purposed was our meeting. Make no mistake, for it is by no mistake when God puts others in your path. And now to Mitchell John saying, you backed it up.
Trust Jesus, you promised the other day you would free us. There were other prophets who spoke of salvation too, but only your claim, Lord, only your claim, Lord, only your claim rang true. With a crown on your head, you crowned what you said and sealed it forever with what you did for love.
You
knew you would teach.